Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD Fixed Income Desk at the CIO office. Asian risk assets on a strong footing amid optimism on the global backdrop and ongoing trade discussions. News that the US and China had reached consensus on the main topics in their trade negotiations helped boost risk appetite ahead of talks that resume in Washington this week. U.S. benchmark treasury yields are faring well at 2.66%, followed by U.K. gilts and Germany bunds at 1.15 and 0.10% respectively. China's holdings of U.S. treasuries rebounded after decreasing for six consecutive months and rebounded to $1.123 trillion. China remains as the largest foreign holder of U.S. treasuries, followed by Japan at $1.04 trillion. U.S. yield curve, that's the 10 minus 2, flattened back to 14 bips. The yen weakened against all its major peers as optimism about a breakthrough in U.S.-China trade talks curbed demand for safe haven assets. Oil prices rose strongly as Saudi Arabia curbed output further. The kingdom closed the giant Safaniya field to repair damaged power cable. This follows reports that they would be cutting output further than agreed under the OPEC production cut deal. Emirates Development Bank, a development bank that is 100% owned by the federal government of the UAE and rated AA- with a stable outlook by Fitch, has mandated Emirates NBD Capital and other banks to arrange a series of fixed income meetings in Asia, Middle East and Europe, commencing 20th Feb. A benchmark 5-year U.S. Reg S senior unsecured bond offering would be under the 3 billion euro medium-term note will follow subject to market conditions. Moreover, on primary issuance, Indian first-time Eurobond issuer Shriram Transports Finance Company Limited, which is rated BB+ with a stable outlook by S&P and Fitch, are meeting investors to potentially price a US dollar bond transaction this week, while Kerala Infrastructure Investment Fund Board is also looking to price a masala bond. Furthermore, Turk Telecom is returning to international capital markets with a tenor of between 5 to 7 years of a senior unsecured bond. The Central Bank of Egypt cut all policy rates by 100 bips and seem to add further cuts in the coming months. The Central Bank of Egypt decision comes on the back of a sharp deceleration in headline inflation in December. The last CBE bond auction saw average yields on the 6 months and 12 months at 18.56 and 18.18% respectively. Disappointing macro data, U.S. retail sales record their most significant drop in more than 9 years in December, suggesting a sharp slowdown in economic activity at the end of 2018. To add, the industrial production in December was revised down to 0.1% gain from the initial estimate of 0.3% gain. Despite the decline, production remains 3.8% higher in January than it was a year earlier. The manufacturing sector faces headwinds from slowing global growth, trade tensions, and the strong dollar. Weakness was particularly evident in the auto sector, with output of new vehicles and parts down 8.8%. Thank you and have a great day.